We're going on the audio tape.
Why is it so hot in here?
It's so hot in here. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back from the sun.
I was on the surface of the sun for 3 days straight. It was wonderful.
This is the Monday Mass.
This is the Monday Mass. What day is it, though?
Tuesday.
So it's a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
You got a free day yesterday. You didn't have to sit down and listen to all this important information.
Yeah, there's a lot that was going on in the world yesterday, so I feel like I would have just gotten lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, that's totally right. So let's get right into it. I'm Chris Cote.
And I'm Todd Richards, and
Hi,
we're
Todd.
Here. We're to provide you meaningless information for your drive from here to there, or if you're on the toilet, we wish your knees good luck.
Yeah, we're full of meaningless. Well, it means something to somebody. It's June 22nd here, 2021. Before we get into the surf, skate, snow, and nerd news and all of your questions, which we're going to answer with the best of our knowledge, which we're going to tap into here soon, let's talk about our sponsors, because without our sponsors, we still have a show, but it's just not going to be as good.
Right.
Because we won't try as hard because it's the volunteer work.
Right.
It pretty much is volunteer work, but
this is volunteer work.
Still. We do have great sponsors.
I was told that it's great for our brand.
Yeah. It is on brand if you're Chris or Todd.
This is on brand for us.
Yeah. And we get to practice talking, which we do for a living normally.
Right.
So we get to practice talking. People seem to like that. NanoCraft CBD at NanoCraft CBD. Our code is MASS20. So if you've ever wanted to try a CBD product, you've never tried it, you can trust both of us. You know, we're not like, we wouldn't lie to you. And we wouldn't endorse products that we don't use.
Don't
ourselves.
Buy your CBD products from a guy with a trench coat in an alley.
No, because that is how you get messed up. You can use all of our recommendations at the NanoCraft website. Use the code MASS20 to get 20% off. You can get gummies, topicals, all that stuff that you want. NanoCraft CBD, it's the best. It's the best CBD that I've ever used. You?
Sure, whatever.
Have you tried anything else?
Moving along.
Okay. Bubs Naturals. We have a code for Bubs Naturals as well. It is MASS20. MASS20. I use Bubs Naturals collagen as well as the MCT brain oil. Why do you think I sound so smart all the time, every day? Because I use that MCT brain oil, and it makes me smarter, and I'm all about it. Beneath Apparel, BN3TH Apparel. We also have a code there.
Monday.
Well, it's MASS20 now.
It is?
Yeah. Or MASS10.
Look what's happening.
Either way, use Monday, MASS10, or MASS20. One of those will work, and you will be sitting in the lap of luxury. Your lap will thank you. These are the best underwear
it's
in
like
the planet.
Like getting Proform underwear.
Oh, my gosh. You're pretty much on the team with us, with Parker Coffin, and the rest of the crew. Use that code. Get yourself some Beneath underwear immediately. It's summertime, especially. Anti-bat wing technology. Hanson Surfboards at Hanson Surfboards. We've got a code there, MASS10.
10% off of your purchases online.
Yeah, we're trying to be really professional here in the podcasting world by
you
telling
you
the codes.
To say MASS10 at checkout when you're there. Too.
At Vons or whatever.
No.
Oh, you mean
there.
Just at Hanson.
Like if you're at Hanson's and you just go up to the counter and you're like, psst, MASS10.
MASS10 me.
See what happens. And then hit
I
us.
Think it'll work.
Let us know.
I think it'll work. But they also have everything in the store they have on the internet, online. Panic and Coffee and Tea, what do you got there?
My iced mocha.
That's the elixir that keeps us going. Without Panic and Coffee and Tea, there's no Monday
Mass. We call it youth juice around my house.
That's what's up. Drink that stuff on the daily. I just finished my second cup, and I'm feeling good.
Spracked.
K2 Snowboarding at K2 Snowboarding. They will be presenting us snow news before we take our... little mini snow break. There will still be snow news, but it's summer time.
Do you have anything to talk about?
Chemistry surfboards?
Yeah.
You got it.
You've
been riding them for a long time.
Ride them.
And Todd just keeps getting better and better at surfing.
They're great. Chemistry like surfboards.
You're like the Bucky Lasik of surfing.
Oh.
Because you just keep getting better and better.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, and you drive fast, too.
Drive fast.
I don't know, I just pulled that out of nowhere. UOnline.com, check it out. Not only does UOnline have all the information of all the cool stuff happening in Southern California lifestyle, but they also do sundown sessions. They've got Pato Bonton coming up, and there's something new called Yacht Rock Brunch. YachtRockBrunch.com. You know I'll be there.
What kind of bands would we hear on Yacht Rock
Brunch? Yacht Rock bands. I'm going to DJ one of these parties. I'm going to DJ Yacht Rock Brunch. And I'm going to just be like, champagne, cocaine on the yacht.
If you ever just
I won't be on either of those.
Steely Dan, your balls off.
Yeah, I'm going to Steely Dan your face.
All right.
YachtRockBrunch.com.
New Greens. At New Greens, they will provide you with all the vegetables and healthy things you could possibly need. You can follow New Greens on Instagram at New Greens. And you can also follow the Midlife Health Minute to get tips and tricks on how to keep your youthful figure.
Through the middle of your life.
Right.
Which could be anywhere from 30 years old to 60 years old.
Mid-youth?
Yeah. I'm still in my prime, even though I'm in the middle of my time. On Earth.
Mid-youth.
This is an honest question. Mm. Do you ever get worried and fear death? The impending end of life?
It's been weird. Like, sometimes I'm like, what if I just had a heart attack like right now?
I know. If I die, I don't want to have one of those things happen where they tell me I'm going to die in like 2 years.
Right.
If I'm going to die, just let me die like that.
I want a lights out situation.
Yeah. I know it'll be really sad for a lot of people.
Right.
I mean, dozens of people will be sad if I'm gone.
Everything poops, everything dies.
That's true.
That's how it goes. So there's a book about
thanks
that
for
children.
Tuning in. We're all going to die. So before you die, Adventure.io. I just got an update from Adventure.io.
Really?
Two things happening.
They paid their invoice?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Three things happening. Okay, so we've got a Salty Crew adventure in Cabo coming up that's going to be so fire. I mean, can you imagine you get to fish and surf with guys like Matt Miola and just the sickest crew ever?
And margaritas.
We've also got something that we're working on. I haven't told you about it yet, but you're going to love it. It's an adventure right here in Encinitas where you get to come hang out with Todd and I. We're going to go surf together. We're going to have your session filmed. Todd and I are going to commentate over the session as professionals. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. You could hear all of this about you.
We could literally
only
just,
on Adventure.io.
We just commentate you walking around. If you don't like to go surfing, you can just sit on the beach and we'll just commentate your beach sitting.
We'll commentate you in the car, in your house, wherever you want. Yeah. But that's coming up. So you need to get the Adventure.io app if you want to be involved. And that was our advertisements. So welcome back. If you skipped all those ads, now we're in surf news brought to you by Hanson Surfboards.
Chris,
what's been happening?
You have been in Lemoore.
I've been in the trenches.
For a while.
I've been in the trenches. The Jeep Surf Ranch Pro presented by Adobe. Not a doobie, as I accidentally said one time.
You said a doobie?
I said, so here's the fun part of commentary, as you know. You'll be sounding so smart, intelligent, using big words, speaking clearly. For 5 hours straight. Mm-hmm. One time within a 9-hour commentary day, you'll say something stupid, like I did, presented by a doobie. And seven people will immediately DM you and tell you, ha ha, a doobie. Listen close.
As you're there, each day is set like a 7-hour day, and it was really warm there.
Nine hours. Something like that, yeah.
Solid 9 hours of jibber jabbering. It's like 1,000 degrees.
112 to
You're
be exact.
Kind of seeing the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it to dig into your thesaurus to find words to describe the same thing that are different?
Good question. This is definitely a commentary grind. Although it is only 3 days, it's three long, impactful days, and there's not any time where you're just kind of like sitting back and waiting for waves to come in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like wave, break, wave, sponsor hit, break, wave, scores. It's constant. It's every 4 minutes, mm-hmm. there's a wave. So luckily I was teamed up with Pete Mel. We have a really great working rapport, and I bring these cards with me, and I just have like tons of
stats and facts and figures.
No. Just words.
Oh, words.
And slogans.
Oh,
and
like
sayings.
Words to use?
Yeah. And, you know, and quotes and all this kind of stuff. Because the facts and figures and numbers are all mostly on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a packet that you get with all the history and everything and kind of like the numbers, right? So for me to try to spice it up and keep things fresh.
Really, you write down words that you might want to use that weekend.
Tons of words. And
give me an example.
You know, like cylindrical cavern, spiral cavern, spirit cave.
Spirit cave.
Like, I actually just put something on my
spirit
Twitter.
Spirit cave.
Spirit cave.
Come out of that spirit cave.
Coming out of the spirit cave, aqua blue cavern. What, you know, wow. there's you know that there's going to be barrels. You know there's going to be turns. So you need to figure out ways to mix those up. And if I can make Pete Mel laugh and smile like mid-heat, I've done my job.
That's, I feel like that's always like a thing. It's like when you're working with somebody else, it becomes like the goal,
yeah,
to make them crack up during the broadcast.
Yeah, and I definitely, you know, I do take requests. I'll float it out there to friends and family, like, hey, you got any words or sayings you want me to throw in there? And I'll try to throw those in there. And I actually just heard that even high-level NFL, NBA commentators, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
So that made me feel good. What else? I use music references.
You were hot on the music reference this weekend.
And there's a line, you know, you can only do three or four a day.
Mm-hmm.
And most of mine come from like 80s songs. I had some Steely Dan hits. I had a Wu-Tang reference that I was, you know how it is when, and if you've watched this, when you're at a party or something or doing a presentation in front of your class, when you nail a line, and you just feel good about it. You're like, you say something, you're all, yes. And you just kind of like, I was proud of my Wu-Tang reference.
That's good.
Do you have moments like that where you just say something and you feel really smart after saying it?
Sometimes.
Or
what did I say?
Smug or smart?
I don't know. There's this funny, or like things that you somehow shoehorn into the broadcast that like are just so, you're catering to four people.
Yeah. Exactly.
And if you make them laugh, like, you're stoked.
Yeah.
Or and just like, my whole thing was always like innuendo laden stuff that you can take any which way.
Well, everybody's going to love a good innuendo, in my opinion. Innuendo.
So let's talk about the competition.
You know, keeping it.
Okay.
Sorry, one more thing. Keeping it as I'm bantering on and on, I can't turn the commentary off. I was watching the contest, and this actually goes into competition technique. I really started studying, and I kept saying it on air. This is our chance. If you want to ride the tube better, if you want to do better turns, study this shit. Because no matter what, after every long surf event that I do, US Open, Surf Ranch, ISA World Surfing Games, I come back and surf my best.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And so I started to treat this event as just like research, studying. Not that I'm trying to be pro surfer, but obviously we all want to surf our best. And when by watching these surfers, male and female, riding, especially backside tubes, which is one of the hardest things in surfing to me, watching them do it over and over and over, you can't help but like soak that in. And if I ever catch a wave that has a tube on it, I'm going to really put that research into place.
Well, it's really fun to watch for a short time.
Yeah, spurts.
I feel like I kind of jumped in and out of the broadcast, and I feel like I enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
I liked that way of consuming it was because it was just, if I sat there for a long time and watched, it was just like, okay.
Do you pick heats and surfers or just randomly
just
pop
randomly
in?
Randomly when I would turn it on.
Yeah.
You know? And then some, like I bungled into watching Yago Dora's first day performance, which was insane.
Yeah, Yago Dora and Kelly Slater said it. He goes, "That's how this wave is supposed to be ridden. You're supposed to push the limits. Use it as a line. You know, use it as a." I think that event is more like a skate or snowboard event than any other surf contest. You have a leaderboard, which you have at surf and snow events.
Yeah.
And to me, you have kind of a similar repetition. You don't see it as much in park skating or street skating, but in snowboard, you know, in superpipe, it's just kind of the same thing, right? It's like the same tricks with a couple of variations, and it's about who has a better style, who lands their tricks cleaner and kind of that, so.
But as you could definitely tell the competition was really between maybe three people only.
Yeah. Should we shut this window?
No. I think that's coming from
over
there.
That's in the front.
That's a leaf blower, ladies and gentlemen.
Which is supposed to be illegal.
Yeah, right? Not only if they're gas powered.
Okay. Well, that's an electric leaf blower. It's just part of the show.
It's good. It's like white noise.
Yeah.
People, you
ASMR.
Know, ASMR sounds. I don't think ASMR, like leaf blowers and ASMR.
More. This is more ass to mouth.
Should I go yell at that guy?
We're trying to do an action sports podcast.
Stop
here,
doing
guy.
Your job. You're being paid probably too little for.
Interesting factoid. The guy out here, the horticulturist, it looks just like Tom Remillard, skateboarder.
There you go.
Yeah. So
anyway,
that's
so
it's not Tom.
You guys will just have to deal with the background noise. He'll be done soon.
Other surf nerd items. If you're really into competition. Gabriel Medina and Carissa Moore, both surfers who've qualified now for the WSL Final Five.
They're in.
They are in. They will be competing for a world championship.
Mathematically impossible for them not to be in.
Yes. Italo's close. Felipe now is close. There's a chance for the men's Final Five. It could be all Brazilians. And nobody can argue about it because, yes, they're dominating again.
Yeah.
John John's gone for now. The Brazilians they're on top of the world.
So let me ask you this. So you can crown a world champ now.
Yes.
By this last event.
Yes.
So Carissa could just decide not to do the rest of these events and just pop in
at
lowers and become world champ.
Technically, yes. Because here's how it works. So, but there could if she did do that, she might drop down in seeding. So there's five spots. The fifth place seed surfs against the fourth place seed. And then let's say the fifth place seed is Felipe, right? He surfs against whoever's in fourth, beats him. Now he surfs whoever against in third. If he beats him, keeps going. So the fifth place person has to surf that many more times to get to the first place surfer. Mm-hmm. So for Gabriel and Carissa, they're incentivized to keep surfing to keep that top spot.
I gotcha.
You know, the women's top five is always pretty locked in. Joanne DeFay now is in the big five, I would say, for some reason. I don't know what's going on. Caroline Marks, underachieving a little bit this year, and that's a big compliment because she's so good, she should be in the top three. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Gilmore's outside the final five for now.
Who's in there now? Tati?
Tatiana Weston-Webb, Carissa, Joanne DeFay, Sally Fitz, and, oh, man. Steph, no. We're gonna have to look on the internet.
I'm sure there's some place you could find it.
I probably only said their names 5,000 times.
Let's go back to the contest so we can just wrap up this part where we talk about the wave pool. So you're there for a bunch of days. It is a grind.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's watching Felipe Toledo and Gabriel Medina dismantle everyone. But there's moments of craziness, like Kelly coming in and looking like he was going to do some real damage.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't actually see the heat where Kelly lost. Did he get, like, smoked, or did he just fall, or what was his deal?
He just fell, and it was a shame. It was kind of strange because there wasn't as much fanfare as one would expect to have Kelly Slater back, because I don't know if people knew what he, you know, if he was going to be injured or whatever. It was kind of like, oh, Kelly Slater's back. After not competing for four events, he was riding insanely fun-looking boards. Tiny skim boards, pretty much.
Huh.
Tiny little boards. And he was doing the best turns of the contest, for sure. But weirdly, he just kept falling in weird places, missing, you know, falling in tubes. It's just, you know, it was just kind of... he had everything. Like, if you took two of his waves and put them into one, they would have been a nine.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be two fives because he kept falling midway through, which is kind of a bummer, but pretty rad to see him back. And he just looks and sounds, and I don't know, he was really nice to me, which is always a treat.
Cool.
Super cool.
And then we had the Gabriel Medina versus Felipe Toledo.
Yep.
That was, I mean, that wave to me is, I think it suits Felipe Toledo's style even more than Gabriel Medina's.
Definitely. And before this year, Medina was undefeated in contests at Surf Ranch. And I think you could just see kind of the trajectory that Felipe was on. He was, I honestly think Medina was at 75% just in terms of like, and Felipe was 120% just amped. And another winner in this event was Dark Arts Surfboards. We said dark arts 100 times during the broadcast.
Dark arts.
Because Felipe, Kanoe Igarashi, Tatiana Weston-Webb, they were all writing dark arts boards, sharp-eyed dark arts boards. We saw some Paizel dark arts being written, but it was kind of an undeniable thing. Like, well, you know, look at what Felipe is doing. Felipe could arguably do it on any board, but the board he had just looked like an F1 race car compared to a, I don't know, Honda Accord. in many cases, and I'm biased because I love the dark arts technology, but the proof is in the pudding right there. So
how,
that was a big winner.
How warm was the water?
I would not know. But from what I was told,
I heard wax was like coming off people's boards and
it was
like a real thing.
There was so usually these surfers would go, I think like a lot of championship tour surfers go, you know, like some kind of base coat, sticky bumps or whatever, normal wax, X wax, and then a duster of foo. But you couldn't do that because it was so hot. People were actually writing very little wax, but then with using ice cubes and like waxing the wax with ice cubes.
What?
Before their heats.
So that they would, so it would stay cool?
So it'd stay cool or else it was just going to smear off. And wow. You saw, you know, the little subtleties. There was Griffin, a bunch of people were, when they're waiting for the wave to come, they just would stand there and flip the board over. And so the wax was in the water.
Huh.
And wait for the wave as long as possible, flip it back, jump on and go. But that was a huge thing. It was one of the hottest events I've ever been to. 112, 3 days in a row.
Jeez.
And in the commentary booth, it's a tent. So there's a thing, you know, a swamp cooler blowing on us, but by noon, that thing's not working. And so obviously you don't, like, the audience does not care how hot the commentators are or how much the surfers are sweating.
True.
You got to address it. Like, hey, it's really hot out here. These surfers are gassed after every wave, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, it's like, the wave is so perfect. Anyone watching is going like, yeah, I'll do it.
No one cares.
I'll wait in 112 degrees all day to watch this shit. So surf this stuff. Yeah. Well,
cool.
Yeah.
There we go.
Any other Surf Ranch questions?
No.
Comments?
Nope.
Critique? Mm-mm. How was my commentary for you?
It was good.
I just had a conversation with Chaz Smith of Beach Grit.
What was he asking you all about?
So I am probably one of the few commentators that gets in the message boards and actually like use my real name. And
you mix it up.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mix it up a little bit. I didn't get in the live, they have a Beach Grit does a live reaction feed or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to get a little humility at the end of your day, just go in there and see what people are saying. And
wow.
Long Tom, one of their writers, was writing me off pretty good, and which is fine. I honestly, if they didn't say my name, I would have been like, hey, come on.
I was there.
Talk some shit about me. But yeah, I did a little interview with Chaz, which is kind of scary because you never know what the headline's going to be.
Sound bite.
Sometimes you're just like, I don't. And I was very careful. I just was honest. And, you know, it's an awesome job. It's like you're talking about surfing. It's super fun.
All day.
And there's, you know, there's just certain things. It's like, people wonder why you're so positive. Well, I'm like, yeah. If you're watching something, do you want to hear someone complaining like, oh, this football game sucks. This field sucks. These players are slow. Like,
right.
That's stupid. It's like I'm as excited about it as people watching at home. You know, so that's kind of why I'm so positive about it.
It can be really exciting. And then certain people made it look way more exciting than others.
Definitely. I mean, it was not a perfect event by any stretch, but I was entertained and I would do it again tomorrow.
Great. It's over.
So we'll see what Beach Grit has to say about that commentary.
Hey,
thing.
Chris, I saw a great white shark breach right in front of me 2 days ago.
Really?
Yeah. Like basically I was sitting in the lineup and I was kind of just staring at the horizon and I couldn't have had it framed up any better right in front of me. Thing popped about.
You were looking straight at
straight at, like, basically like seeing lightning strike.
Oh, my God.
It popped out of the water probably 6 feet, saw the whole thing.
6 feet out?
6 feet out. It popped.
And so
like
it was
50 yards in front of me. Like, I couldn't tell how big it was, but it was like, it was
not small.
For sure a white shark. And holy, I turn around to talk. I'm like, did anyone see that? And no one in the line, everyone in the lineup's just jibber-jabbering to each other because it was like really long lulls. And I'm like, you guys didn't see that, did you? They're like, no, what are you talking about? Like,
what happened?
Great white just breached. No one got out.
There, the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
A lot of sightings.
Has been shark-centric all up and down the Southern California coast.
That's right. There's a lot of them.
There was a helicopter. I was just surfed down the street at Shark Park, and there was a helicopter buzzing around saying something, but it was kind of like down the way.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh God, please don't come kick us out of the water for a shark. But it was something else. I couldn't hear it. But so did you go in?
No.
You stayed out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still more scared of Mother Nature's hand planes, the stingray.
Oh, what did you call them? Slap napkins?
No, they're taser napkins.
Taser napkins. Slap napkins works too.
Or squish fucks.
Oh, I love most animals. I am not a fan of stingrays.
They suck.
It's just...
they're very stabby.
I get it. Yeah, we're in your house. But why are you waiting? Like, if just announce yourself, okay? Mm. I won't step on you if you announce yourself. Like, why you gotta fuck me up? Because I'm just walking here. Sorry, I get passionate when I talk about stingrays.
It's like a rattlesnake.
Knock on wood, because I know if I talk shit on a stingray, I'm going to get bit by one.
Done.
Bit and stick. What if you just got bit? And it's just like a little bite.
Did it bite you?
Stingray bit me.
Anyway, that's funny.
This is not a sponsor obligation, but it's kind of cool because we've all been watching. Most of us have been watching Surf Ranch for the last 3 days. Well, here's your chance to surf it yourself.
Really?
The Jose Cuervo traditional thing contest is back on Surfline.
Mm-hmm.
Grand prizes, two grand prize winners and their guests win an all expenses VIP night session with Jerry Lopez and a VIP full day the next day at Surf Ranch.
Wow. That's a great prize.
And five first prize winners and their guests will win drinking Jose Cuervo.
Jose Cuervo. Like, at this point, there's so many good tequilas.
I don't know. But if you do drink Jose Cuervo...
I guess you can enter even if you don't drink it.
So I think this is the one where you, like, film yourself surfing, you and your friends, you're surfing, and then you come in and you share some kind of recipe.
Really?
You say you make amazing...
Oh, I have a fucking banger
give the people out there... Okay.
Really?
Let me
understand how this works.
Okay, here's the deal, though.
A small homemade video describes your ideal day of surfing and
yourself,
then share your favorite.
You're reading out loud. If Todd gives you this special recipe and you win, you have to take Todd to Surf Ranch. Do we have a deal?
But why don't I just do it?
And if you, then you have to take me.
I'll take you.
Okay. So
I'm just trying to read the directions. So I got to go film some half-ass shitty day.
Homemade video. Describe your ideal day of surfing and share your favorite post-session.
See, that's the hardest part is because then you know people will see how shitty you surf.
It doesn't matter because they're drunk.
Everyone's wasted.
No, you got to... then you make a sustainable cocktail recipe using...
Sustainable? What does that mean?
Like you can do it again. It's not like a...
Suicide?
And this one's got tiger jizz in it. That's not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Using tiger jizz. It doesn't sound as nasty when you whisper it.
What?
In your cocktail recipe is not sustainable.
That's just not sustainable.
Yeah. So, you know, keep them normal-ish. They got to be replicated.
Okay.
Bowl. All
right. Well, anyways, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. So that was kind of a lot of surf news and not a lot of topics.
I'm trying to think if there was any other like extreme surf news.
I mean, there's big swells. There's south swell happening now, so we'll probably see some good wedge stuff.
Yeah.
If you want more fun surfing stuff, I would suggest going on the internet.
The Cocohos, like their electric acid surfboard test.
Episode 2
dropped. Wonderful.
It's so good.
Watch it.
Kudos to Stab.
Seriously.
Because that is a great property.
Those two work well together.
The problem is what do they do next? Because this is definitely like the best.
This is the best
duo.
This is the best. It's like the best one of these.
Yes.
But that's all personality based.
Yeah.
Although Dan's was pretty good because he just hated everything.
Yeah, which I like too. Oh, there is more surf news. Coming up next is surfing in the Olympics. Did you hear about this? Did you know this is happening?
I feel like we talk about it a lot.
But after that, this is cool. I can show you this. Mexico.
He's going to grab a map, ladies and gentlemen, and show us where Mexico is.
No, look at this.
What do you got? He's coming back now.
Coming back.
Coming back to the table. He's going to show us a magazine. It is Transworld Surf. issue, I don't know, but it's Andy Irons doing a lean air. Is that Andy?
That is a double grab air from the finals of the last time the WSL went to Barra in 2006. Andy Irons won. Taylor Knox got second.
That's a good
and
size
this
error.
Marked the return of Andy Irons. See, there's a sequence on the inside.
Solid.
It's nice and clean. So this is going to happen again, and this is August 10th. If it's as good as it was, even half as good as it was back then.
Did you go to that event?
I wasn't there.
No.
But I wrote the article about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. Maybe I was there and I just don't remember it. You know, this was 2006, and if I was there, I was hanging out with Andy and them, and maybe I was there.
Hmm.
I just don't remember it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Look at this magazine.
Magazines
were freaking awesome.
I've been threatening this for a long time, but I'm going to do a full series of every issue of Trans World Surf, like a live, maybe that'll be my Twitch show. Just read the magazine to everybody and talk about it.
That'd be cool.
Would you watch that?
Probably not.
You've had enough of me.
It's cool though.
Definitely.
It's rad that you want to do that.
Is this the one where we got in trouble from Lisa Anderson? Hold on, check this
Angel
out.
Larson,
this
would like be a baby. Lisa Anderson. You got in trouble with Lisa Anderson?
Yeah.
How is that possible? Lisa's
because
like the nicest person ever.
Well, if this is the issue, no, I don't think this was. We ran a photo of Lisa Anderson, and she had a big cut on her head, and for some reason we decided to crop in on the photo, and it was just like her boobs. We did some dumb stuff in this magazine.
That's Trans World Surf was like the...
what are you going to do?
The sexist magazine back then. Anyway.
Sexy. Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io.
Guess what? That's what.
Hey. Nijah showed his butt.
But
full,
it was on...
Full
it,
butt.
It was in a GQ. I don't think it was...
It wasn't the body issue?
I don't think it was a body issue.
My
body has issues.
Nijah's body.
I think his was in GQ or something like that. That's a lot of... You know,
tat work.
It's a lot of tat work.
And...
Some dude.
You imagine the guy, like, where do you put your hand
when
you're doing the right butt cheek? Well, that's going to be right on the left butt cheek, and that's going to be spreading
because you
got to
get it
a little
you
bit.
You have to get it top.
I'm not trying to be gross. I don't have any tattoos on my butt. It was branded on my butt once, but that's a whole different story.
I mean, hey, it broke the internet.
Gary Rogers at Skateline had the best quote.
What'd he say?
He said, it looks like Dr. Strange shields on both butt cheeks to rewind time before Yuto. Gary, you're the best. Skateline
wow,
is the best.
That's actually amazing.
That was a call of the year. But I like it. I don't mind it. Nijah's so good at skateboarding, he can pretty much do anything he wants.
What if Nijah's deal was just he's the best competition street skater ever?
Yes, he is.
But his deal would be that I have to skate naked.
I would not be mad, 100% honesty, I would not be mad to watch Nijah skate a contest in assless chaps.
Would it be weird?
With the mandala butt.
You could be the best naked skateboarder. I mean, since Bill Weiss, there really hasn't been anyone that we can consider the best naked skateboarder.
Honestly, if Nijah wants to skate in a G-string... Fully down.
You could be the guy that just shows up at the skate parks around here naked.
Call me by my name. Nijah's in a G-string. Why not?
Okay.
It's 2021. Let your freak flag fly. Let's go. Freak flags are flying all over the place.
I heard that he has an OnlyFans site now, too.
Okay, now that is cool.
But what do you do there?
Pull on that thing.
Is that what it is? Is it a pull-on site?
I think it's a pull-on site or a push-in for...
But is it though? It's not like I don't understand what that is. I know people make a lot of money on it, but I just don't really understand what it does.
I think honestly, I don't know what I think for dudes, like they're pulling their things. For women, they're showing their things. I mean, the coffee sisters have made millions of dollars on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people have. I got a homie, Tyler Posey, who is in a band that I've played with and like consider him a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He was Teen Wolf on TV. He has an OnlyFans that he was on with Bella something. I don't know. but like probably made a shit ton of money for
showing his dong. Really?
I think you have to show your dong, and maybe somebody out there with an OnlyFans site or access to it
is going to make some loot.
Hell yeah. What's the most you would pay to see Nyjah's dong?
That is a question for the... hit us next week and then. Yeah. I'm not answering a question.
All right, yeah. Somebody send that question in so he has to answer.
Go Skate Day was yesterday and people went skateboarding.
They went skateboarding.
Yep.
All over the internet. Battle at the Barracks is happening. Karuma presents BATB 12. And there's 64 skaters this year. And here's some of the names. This finally dropped. Okay, we've got champions, pros, Luan, Tom Asta, Deshaun, Ashad, Felipe Gustavo, Joslin, going up against legends like Nyjah, Mike Moe, Stevie Williams, Mike Vallelie, Chris Roberts, Costin, going up against average Joes like Felipe Mota, Nick Holt, Tyler Peterson, Marcus Montoya. You ever heard of any of them?
Yeah.
Good. And going up against influencers, Burberry, Garrett Ginner, Illegal Civs, Sonny Siljic, Chris Chan, etc. I love Battle at the Barracks. I'm really hyped for this because now we have more storylines going into it. I will watch every battle.
Sonny Siljic's the kid that was in the
mid-90s.
Mid-90s.
He skates good.
Did you know he also did the voice of, like, there's this game called God of War?
Oh, no way.
He was this game won like crazy awards.
He was the narrator?
He's like the little boy character. And it's a full, like one of these games is a story arc. It's basically a movie. And he's like the little kid in it.
So tight.
It's crazy. Very cool. Anyways, that's neat.
Yeah, that's happening. I'm going to watch that when it starts.
Hey, did you see I'm Just a Skater Boy with Tony Hawk? Avril Lavigne did
a TikTok.
A TikTok where she sings the Skater Boy song, and then at the end of the song, or like I don't know, the chorus, it kind of pans over, and it's Tony Hawk skating like a really shitty mini ramp. But it's just kind of cool. Like she's panning over to the Skater Boy,
and it's him, and he's like, "Hey,
I built a waste of wood. It rides worse than I thought it would."
Tony Hawk is more popular now than ever.
Ever.
And that's fine with me because if the more popularity Tony Hawk has, the more skate parks are going to get built.
True that.
And Tony Hawk's rad, and he's still really
good.
Anyway,
I thought
that
was
funny. Did you see Tony Hawk's new trick?
Yeah, the body varial 5-0 fakie thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And also...
Or I think he goes up like...
The wolf mates ripping too.
Switches his stance to 5-0 fakie. It's really weird.
And he's like...
It took me a minute to figure it out.
Body varial the hard way too.
Yeah.
Like blind... Opposite way.
Blind into it. Really...
See?
Really
Tony
weird.
Hawk's still
He's
really
still
good.
There,
Lizzie Armanto is probably one of the most badass humans because she's already skating at a very high level again.
Well,
she's dropping video parts after dropping the worst slam footage. Where do you think that slam lives in the pantheon of famous slams?
Well, I think it's kind of like right near Jake Brown's.
Right near Jake Brown's, also
in Danny Way's, where he clips the deck and does a front flip.
Brian Schaefer.
Ooh, the loop.
The loop out.
But didn't Lizzie also eat shit in the loop?
Yes, but not as bad as Brian Schaefer. Bob Burnquist and Sean White.
It's in there. It's
slam.
In the top five
worst
most brutal
slams
ever on a skateboard.
With Sky Brown.
Oh, yeah. I can't forget.
High to low.
Hey, I heard Sky Brown was actually at Surf Ranch.
Sky Brown was at Surf Ranch.
Who else did they bring up there to catch a couple waves? She caught a wave. What
Malia,
did she do?
Sky Brown caught two waves and surfed them. I asked her, I'm like, oh, you know, what's it like to fall here at Surf Ranch? Does it feel like the ocean? And she looks at me, she's like, I don't know, I didn't fall. She's so good. She just
ripper.
Automatically, she's an amazing surfer. She started surfing before skating, but Malia Ward, who is a contestant on The Ultimate Surfer, got some waves. There was a Rick Kane story, the chef at Surf Ranch, who learned to surf at Surf Ranch, got a wave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's he surfing?
He made it. He stood up down the line.
Sick.
Back to skate news. Colin Provost is now on Creature. He was on Toy Machine since he was a baby. So that's cool to see him on Creature. Element dropped a new video called ESP, which is a Taken name. Encinitas Skate Posse. It's Taken. There's a company called ESP. So other than the title, it's an amazing video. There's a kid named Vinicius Costa and a kid named Itu. Woo! Good shit.
También.
Tonight, or whenever you see this, Alexis Sablon is going to be on HBO's Real Sports. To me, that's the pinnacle of sports journalism.
Well, there's been, like, yesterday when Go Skate Day, they paraded the U.S. Olympic team down, like, I don't know, they had some
in front of Good Morning America or something?
Skated down, like, a row of flags and then did. It was a big deal. I saw it was all over my social media feed from, like, things, you know, that I wouldn't expect to see it.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of hoopla.
Deal. It's a big deal. Did you know skateboarding's in the Olympics?
Oh, okay, great.
Forever.
Hopefully we'll, you know, hear about that.
Yeah. We should talk about that sometime. That was Skate News.
Cool.
I can't wait to watch Alexis Sablon on HBO's Real Sports. I love that show.
That's neat. I think that'll be, you know, it's going to be hard to choose between that and new Rick and Morty, though.
Oh, but we don't have a new one until
Sunday.
Sunday.
When is it on?
Tonight.
Oh.
We'll get to that. The only snow news I have is random. There's a professional tennis player named something Zidanek.
Yeah.
She was a 3-time junior snowboarding champion from Slovenia.
Okay.
And she stopped snowboarding. And she was at a snowboard camp. They had tennis lessons. She started playing tennis. And now she is kicking ass on the professional tennis circuit.
Wait a minute. So she went to snowboard camp and they just randomly played tennis.
They were like, oh, we also have tennis.
And she just was like, I like tennis.
She's like, whoa, I'm good at this. And now she's taking down some of the top names.
Boom. So. Amazing. Tennis is more lucrative than snowboarding. Stick with tennis. Big happy birthday to Danny Davis.
Double D.
Danny.
One of the best snowboarders to ever do it.
Yep. It's his birthday today. So there you go.
Okay. And give me what's your favorite Danny Davis trick or memory?
I like the way that Danny Davis has changed the face of what snowboard competition could possibly be with his Peace Park stuff. So
okay.
I think that's really cool.
So what he's given back to snowboarding.
Right. Just trick-wise.
I was just going to go selfish, method fakey.
Yeah. Switch method thing?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But that's there's not snow news right now, unless something weird is happening up at Mount Hood or like some, I don't know. It feels like snow news is just like we're just kind of trying to shoehorn it into the broadcast.
We always have
the podcast.
To do it, whatever this is.
But we should do it.
I mean, we can. Somebody's snowboarding out there.
Sure. Nerd news.
Nerd news is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Mr. Nimbus.
Okay, let's talk about Mr. Nimbus.
Did you all out there happen to... We are huge Rick and Morty fans here the Monday Mass. Mr. Nimbus made his debut on Rick and Morty this past weekend, and I will tell you that just keeps getting weirder.
I hope to see more. So no matter what you come to expect from Rick and Morty, they always go above and beyond that. And there was some shit in this new episode that just... You have to watch it 4 times because I'm just like getting happy thinking about it. It's
so weird, dude. Like
last year
I like passively was like to my kids, I'm like, you guys should watch Rick and Morty. And then you think back on some of the stuff, I would not be comfortable watching that with my kids.
I watched one episode with my 12-year-old. It was super uncomfortable.
Oh my God. Which one? The gay sex dragon one?
No, just the very first episode. I go, let's just watch the pilot. And there's like crazy. I mean, this is the best show.
This new episode is, there's like a weird theme. And I really feel like it's the directors and the animators want to make the audience feel as uncomfortable as possible.
Definitely.
While you're watching it.
Shout out to our homie, fan and friend of the show, Chris Bolden.
Yeah.
Who
we
is
need to get him
one
back
of the
on
animators
here.
on Rick and Morty. We can call him next week.
Yeah.
I just actually messaged him. Let's see if he answered. He didn't answer, but I did give him a compliment.
Yeah.
I said, holy crap, episode 1 was insane. You guys are next level. We know somebody at Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty's the shit.
Another show we're excited about?
Right
here.
Loki.
Loki.
Mm-hmm.
It is not Loki. It's high key.
It's great. And I think that I don't know. It's weird. Like I'm way more, there's just some actors that have chemistry together.
Yeah.
And I feel like the cast of Loki is just
Owen Wilson
and Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston.
They're just like, on fire.
They nail it. Mm-hmm. I've only seen one episode, so I'm ready.
Second one's really good.
For two tonight.
Second one's really good. It's where Marvel should be.
Yeah. And those are our two probably highest recommended shows right now. Rick and Morty, Loki. Do you have any more?
I will say that I've been trying to get you to watch Handmaid's Tale.
I know.
And
I will say this, the
season finale of season four, yeah. I think it is, was on Wednesday, and it was the most feel-good season finale. You want to think, okay, Game of Thrones season finale, or show finale, made me so angry and mad.
Yeah, this one you were stoked.
I was so happy.
I promise you I will start Handmaid's Tale this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really random story that I thought you'd get a kick out of, Todd. Okay. Is on monsterchildren.com. Since the 1980s, big orange Garfield telephones have been washing up on the coast, the Eroise coast of Brittany.
What?
And it started in the mid-80s.
Just phones.
They're this big.
Yeah.
It's like a Garfield phone. His head is... So they couldn't figure out where these were coming from until one day when somebody, whatever journalist was like, 10 years after the first one, hundreds of these things has washed up. He found this farmer and asked him, where does he think they're coming from? And the farmer's like, I know exactly where they're coming from. Takes the reporter to a cave that's only visible at low tide. You go in the cave, there's a giant container in there filled still with Garfield phones. So still to this day, Garfield phones are washing up on this beach.
I feel like I want to go to that cave.
I want a Garfield beach phone so bad. And that's all I have for nerd news.
I think nerd news is wrapped.
You love it. Okay, I got some questions, though.
Okay, good. I do, too.
Questions are brought to you by BN3TH Apparel. That's beneath apparel, if you know what's up. Okay. Monday Mass question from Mikey Wynn. This is for both you and Todd, me and Todd. Keep in mind, famous is up to your own definition. Who is the most famous contact you have in your phone right now that you could call right now and have a conversation?
I don't know if they would answer.
I would say...
I could definitely text. I mean, I have contacts on my phone that are, I guess, would be considered to be...
Well, who? Give us a name.
Mike D from the Beastie Boys.
Mike D from the Beastie Boys. He's pretty famous.
I guess he's my most famousest one.
Mine are probably Tony Hawk. I have Tony Hawk's number. I have Kelly Slater's number. I don't think either of them would answer if I called. Dane Reynolds' phone number. Yeah. He might answer. I mean, he might have a weird, hello? What? Those are famous surfers and skaters.
Yeah. Ken Block?
Ken Block? I got Ken Block's phone
number. I guess it's all relative to what, the people that you know and...
Do you have any random... Mike D's a good one. Do you have any, actors or...
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't know. No.
Yeah. Dave Grohl's phone number?
No. But he'll be calling in, though.
Oh, I have Billy Joe and Mike Dirnt and Trey Cool's phone numbers.
Hey, did you see... Speaking of...
that's pretty cool.
I kind of feel like this is Foo Fighter news.
Oh, Foo news.
Because we have to continue this.
Their first album is really good.
Dave Chappelle got up on stage...
And sang Radiohead.
Yeah, that Creep song.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
And see, here's why you can't fully commit to not liking the Foo Fighters, because they do some of the coolest stuff ever in concert. I mean, they do some of the raddest shit. Like, their cover songs are incredible. I heard them play a Queen song and the drummer, Taylor Hawkins, sang it and it was so good. Dave Chappelle singing Radiohead's Creep out of nowhere, which was just incredible. Their first album was super good.
How do you not like the Foo Fighters? You have Dave Chappelle is going to, do you reach out to him?
I think so.
I wonder how that goes.
It's probably like, hey, Dave Chappelle wants to come to the show. Oh, well, let's have him sing. You want to sing a song? That would be super funny. Hilarious. Let's do it.
Huh.
If you're Dave Grohl does not... he doesn't do anything wrong. Everything he does is right. Sound City was incredible. Sonic Highway is so good.
I guess his second
His album. First album was so good. Yeah, I'm just in a weird place about it.
Well,
but if he does come on the show and asks me directly, will you be a Foo Fighters fan? I will say yes.
What if he just calls up and he's mad at you?
Well, then we're going to have a problem.
Okay.
Then we'll talk about the first album and see what happens. You're going to fight me?
You might.
You don't have to be a Foo Fighters fan. You can't force me.
All right. What other questions?
Adam Etzart.
Wait, what was the first question?
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather be Nyjah's tattoo artist or Christian Fletcher's dentist?
That is a fucking gnarly question.
Well, I can't think of anything wrong with Christian Fletcher's teeth or mouth. So I would rather be Nyjah's tattoo artist.
Dwayne Peters' dentist?
Because, well, actually, I don't know if I would want to be Nyjah's tattoo artist, because where else can you go other than his penis, who knows if it's not tattooed or not.
I wonder if he's got something under there.
Call him.
I don't want to.
You don't have Nyjah's number.
No. What is this one?
This is from Chinatown, Leucadia.
The only restaurant in Leucadia that serves Italian food and Chinese food.
Full menu of both, by the way. Not half-assed, like, oh, we have a couple. No.
They have appetizers, fuyang, and you can't get that in many places.
Appetizers, salads, main courses, desserts,
orange,
Italian
chicken carpaccio. You don't get that in many places.
Spaghetti and meatballs with fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chris and Todd, you guys are awesome. By the way, who do you think does the best Taipan? Chris Livingston or Christian Hosoi?
Taipan?
Taipan Air. Isn't that an air?
I don't think either one of those guys ever do that. Chris Livingston.
What is a Taipan air?
Taipan's some weird, stupid snowboard move where you do grab mute and drop your front knee, but like a Japan air, but you reach through your front leg.
Oh, it's like a reverse roast beef?
Kind of, with your front hand.
Oh, I want to look this up.
I don't think either one of those guys ever did a Taipan.
But I get it, because Taipan is a Chinese food dish.
Right.
And it's probably only Chinese food after a skateboarder.
Thigh pan?
I don't know. But that would be Thai
isn't
food.
Oddly specific. If they're
now, bear with me for a minute. Mm-hmm. If they add Thai food to their menu, they will be the only Italian, Chinese, Thai food place probably in the world. So,
I mean, why stop there?
Take it with a grain of salt.
And also French.
Why not? You Escargot know. And shrimp fried dumplings and lasagna. Thank you, Chinatown Leucadia. We'll be there in an hour. Question from Tim G, a.k.a. Maestro G. Will I have fun in El Salvador this week? Oh, hell yes, you will.
I think it's supposed to be Jai Mungo.
Still,
week.
You're going to have fun. Yeah, big Sal's welcoming. Oh, this is a question from a new questioner.
Someone asked me a question, too.
Asinomics Music, Acinonyx. That's a hard one to say, but this is a good question. Do the pros have parties at the ranch and surf all night with music blasting? Seems a bit inevitable. Yes, they have lights there.
Were there people
I've never
shredding at night?
Been invited to an after-hours party at Surf Ranch, but I mean, if it's Kelly Slater and like Lewis Hamilton and Eddie Vedder hanging out at the ranch, do you think anyone's going to be like, no, guys, can't turn the wave pool on, can't turn on the machine? You know they've done some good time stuff.
Stadium lights,
they just like
right?
Probably with crews that are just, they don't care. If you and I were at an after party surfing at night, raging at Surf Ranch, I'd be filming everything. I'd want everything filmed.
Yeah.
But there's probably a level of guest there that they're like,
we don't want,
I don't
film
have to,
anything.
I'm a multi-billionaire. I don't need you filming my waves. So the answer is probably yes. I don't know. It's like a secret society. They're drinking baby blood and all that.
My friend night. Sketchy Dave says, what is your favorite skateboard graphic of all time?
Favorite skateboard graphic of all time?
All time.
Jeez. I had one. I don't want to steal it because I know it's probably yours.
What?
The Chris Miller cat, like crawling cat.
Mine is the Roskopf.
Rob Roskopf breaking through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, I mean,
I don't know, just one of those boards that has significance.
Like the God, there's so many good ones. Yeah, I love Mike McGill's skull snake sword. Like that is iconic from my childhood. Jeez. What about one you had? Like, tighten it down to one you had.
John Lucero His Madrid board was sick.
No,
that was the Schmidsticks one that happened after. This was the Jester coming out of the Jack in the Box.
Okay.
And then it was turned into the X Team Rider.
Oh my gosh. One of my favorite graphics of all time. I'm not just saying this to kiss ass.
Oh, gross.
Baby Dune.
Oh yeah.
I had the dream board when I was a kid is a kind of a shaped yellow with the baby Dune sitting, and it just said Dune on it. I stared at that board for months. And I told Chris Pastors this many times, but that was a great graphic.
I really like that one with the Grosso, too.
Oh, this graphic.
The big bat. Oh,
yeah, right here, Monday Mass Board. That's the best graphic. Sorry, I take everything back. That's a great question, though. Mm-hmm. It makes you think. It really makes you think. There's been a lot of news about Japanese... This is from Hana Lee, longtime fan, friend. There's been a lot of news about Japanese citizens opposing the Olympics since COVID is still bad there. Have the athletes expressed any concerns or received instructions on not commenting on those stories?
No,
I mean there's protocols in place just like every other sport. I have really I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I just the media is going to blow everything out of proportion no matter what. I'm sure there's obviously concerns, but this is something, you know, like the protocols are in place and everyone is so excited to be at the Olympics. I don't think people are going to screw this one up. I could be wrong. But I just know Japan is a place that is so organized. It's not like here where you're going to fight someone for not wearing a mask at Walmart. It's like you're in Japan, you're abiding by the rules, and I just don't think it's going to be a problem.
I know that they cut down on the amount of spectators. They just announced that yesterday. So it'll be interesting to see. But you guys are not really allowed to like co-mingle out of your venue, right?
No. I kind of have this mindset on like, I love Japan. It's one of my favorite places in the world. To be able to cruise around and have a good time, of course, that would be amazing. But I'm there to work and do a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just going to head down and do my thing.
What is the date of the surf event?
I want to say it July 24th.
Is it a or that's something? When it starts?
They have like an 8-day waiting period.
Okay.
I could be wrong. It's around that time. I'm going on July 18th. July 18th. So I'll be there early.
Okay.
Do
you know when the skate event is by any chance?
I don't know. Huh. Around the same time.
Should find out.
Brett Pagurski. It's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Pagurski. His question is, did you guys look at Nyjah's butt?
Yep.
Many times. Stared at it actually. Adam Etz Art posted another cool thing that.
That was the question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Of course. You're going to pretty soon here, huh? You got some special plans for Nyjah's butt?
Stop.
It's butt play, people. Adam Etz Art reposted and tagged us in a video of Live Fast Die Old, a.k.a. Albie Layer, getting swifty.
Get swifty. And
not only is that one of my favorite airs that Albie Layer does.
It's a very good episode.
I'm so happy that he's a Rick and Morty fan and he knows what getting swifty is. Thank you, Albie.
Can't wait for the next Rick
You're
and Morty.
You're the best. You're the best. That's all.
One more question. One more? What is it?
Jeannie Wood said, did you get a surf sesh at the ranch? If not, what the heck? They owe you one. Well, they don't owe me anything, but I did not get one this time. So
I couldn't do
maybe
it.
Next time.
I don't think I could even do it. I don't think if they said to me, you go out there and, we have a break right now. Everyone's there. All the fans are there. All the best surfers in the world are there. Okay.
You
can go and have one. I don't even know.
You could.
I would go and do it, but I wouldn't have a good time.
Wouldn't like it. We'll see.
All right.
Next time we go.
That's this week's episode.
Pretty good episode.
We will be back next week.
Hopefully you've already liked and subscribed. That's kind of what you're like. If you do that, we can keep doing it. And no pressure. No, there's no guilt. I mean, it's fine. Like, you don't have to.
Or just, I don't know. If you don't want to subscribe to the YouTube thing, because maybe you don't have a computer or something. I don't know.
I mean,
you could always
or your phone. It's on your phone, too.
You could always just give us like a good review.
Yelp review.
On the podcast.
Say something nice about Todd on the Nextdoor app. I don't know. Or just like and subscribe. Like, what? It's your world.
Whatever.
Oh, I don't even know.
Lates.